Students flock to the turf outside the Harrington dorms to enjoy the first warm days of spring. The soft, green, artificial grass field becomes littered with soccer balls, frisbees, and mobs of students huddled around what looks like tiny yellow trampolines. But those trampolines aren't really trampolines. They're spike ball nets, part of a sport that's taken over the turf.
It's 2-on-2 volleyball, but instead of hitting the ball over a net, you have to hit it onto the net.
That's Brittany Scott, the president and founder of the newly formed UD Spikeball Club. She explains the game simply. A little yellow ball gets hit, or spiked, off of a net to an opposing team who tries their hardest to work together and return the ball back across without letting it hit the ground. While spikeball might be easy to pick up, it's tough to put down.
Everybody loves a sport when they play. Something new.
That's why Scott founded the club, a way to get people together and just play.
The fall activities night, I just randomly got a table and just had 200 people sign up, giving me their emails and their name, and I put them on an email list and I tell them. But like once a week I send out an email and I'd be like, hey, if anybody wants to play at this time, a certain day.
On this certain day, Scott and other club members are discussing what the address to the turf is, as they are ordering insomnia cookies before they play. That seems fitting, as Scott described the club as pretty chilled out, having not found many extremely competitive people. That's not for a lack of trying, though, because these guys love competition, especially tournaments.
I hosted two. One was before I was official club, and the second one was a little on the small side. But we're trying to do more collegiate tournaments.
In order to have those opportunities, the club needs to recruit more people. On this particular day, there were only 3 members, not even enough to start a single spikeball game. Yet Scott isn't afraid to recruit. Just ask freshman member Brandon Horbiak.
I was on the turf with my roommate the first weekend here, and we saw Brittany out here campaigning, and I signed up, got a bunch of emails, and I came one day.
Every time I'm walking back to my house or something and I see somebody playing spikeball, I just ambush them and tell them to join the club.
Last year, Scott and a friend played a tournament in Boston.
That's what hopefully the plan would be in the future, is to get enough competitive people to want to compete in these tournaments.
Yet while it can get intense, spikeball, like all sports, is just a game being played for fun. Even as the sun starts to set, the good feelings aren't going away. The turf is still rocking under the lights, with yellow nets and laughing students still spiking away. I'm Alex Baker.